This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has said that reducing pendency of cases is a big challenge facing the judiciary. Addressing the two-day national conference of district judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening, the president said all stakeholders should come together and find solutions to address the backlog of cases. She stressed the need to ponder upon the serious issue of cases remaining pending for as long as over 32 years. The president also unveiled the flag and insignia of the Supreme Court on the occasion. In his address, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal expressed pride that Supreme Court has completed the journey of 75 years. Addressing the conference, Chief Justice of India, Justice D.Y. Chandrachur said, the Committee on Reducing Arrears of Cases has laid out an action plan for reducing case pendency through case management. He added that some sort of other strategies for dealing with the backlog include pre-litigation dispute resolution. The Chief Justice concluded by underscoring the judiciary's commitment to providing a safe and accommodating environment for all members of society, particularly women and other vulnerable groups. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday said that a total of 157 stations in Uttar Pradesh are being rebuilt under the Amrit Station Scheme, and railway budget of Uttar Pradesh has been increased by 18 times. He was speaking on the occasion of the inauguration of train operation between Pilibhit Melani. He participated in the program this afternoon through virtual medium and also inaugurated the gauge caution work of Pilibhit Sagar railway section, done at a cost of 672 crore rupees. The Department of Social Justice and Empowerment has invited inputs of stakeholders and public at large to ensure that policies and initiatives regarding LGBTQI+ community are inclusive and effective. A host of measures have been taken by the government regarding the community. On 16th April this year, Centre had constituted a committee with Cabinet Secretary as the chairperson to examine and submit recommendations on the measures to be taken by central and state governments to safeguard the interests of the queer community. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu inspected the flood-hit areas in Vijayawada yesterday. He reassured affected residents, promising government support and instructing officials to prioritize the evacuation of vulnerable individuals to safe locations. Mr. Naidu held several high-level review meetings in this regard. He said that the state has witnessed unprecedented rainfall, with some districts experiencing over 60% more than average rain. The Chief Minister ordered for immediate assessment of crop damage as floodwaters recede. He assured that every farmer affected by the floods will receive fair compensation. Reports claiming that India has imposed a visa ban on 6 Bangladeshi student leaders are fake. Sources in the External Affairs Ministry said no such ban has been imposed by India. Certain media outlets had earlier reported that such a ban has been imposed on 6 student leaders of Bangladesh. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has informed that the reports that show customer service representatives will be appointed under the Kushal Bharat Yojana and an honorarium of 28,000 rupees will be given to people are false. The ministry further denied the claim that a registration fee of 1,350 rupees will have to be paid before appointment. On the fourth day of the 2024 Paralympics, the Indian contingent continued to perform well. In athletics, Preeti Pal clinched her second bronze medal of the Paris Paralympics by finishing third in the women's 200-meter T35 event. China's Zhou Xia and Guo Kanken won the gold and silver medal, respectively. Preeti earlier won the bronze medal in the women's 100-meter T35 event. Indian shuttler Nitesh Kumar defeated Daisuke Fujihara of Japan in straight sets in the men's singles SL3 semi-final to enter the gold medal match. Nitesh will face Bessel Daniel of Great Britain in the final. On the other hand, Suhas Yatiraj beat the compatriot Sukant Kadam 21-17, 21-12 to enter the SL4 final. Yatiraj will face the Tokyo Paralympic gold medalist Lukas Mazur in the final, while Sukant will face Indonesia's Freddy Setiawan for a bronze medal chance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.